USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez, the Democrat from New Jersey, said Tuesday he will hold hearings into the flawed U.S. troop withdrawal of Afghanistan. Mr. Menendez is one of three top Democrats who head Senate committees who vowed to investigate the Afghanistan exit debacle. The Texas Supreme Court ruled Tuesday evening the state's House Democrats can be arrested if they don't attend the state capitol due to their efforts to stop voting integrity legislation. The court has already blocked lower court orders in Travis and Harris counties protecting the Democrats. Tropical Storm Grace hit Haiti Monday into Tuesday, complicating rescue efforts following Saturday's earthquake that left nearly 2,000 people dead, over 10,000 injured, and tens of thousands homeless. The rapidly growing Caldor Fire in Northern California prompted mandatory evacuation orders overnight as it burnt homes in and around the El Dorado County town of Grizzly Flats. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
The Pentagon reported Tuesday the main airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, had been secured by the 82nd Airborne and other military personnel. Exit flights are planned to continue through the end of the month as the Taliban has retaken the country from Afghan forces. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The U.S. military has received assurances from the Taliban that they will not interfere with operations at the Kabul airport. Major General Hank Taylor, who is a senior official with the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff, said they're picking up the pace of the airlift.
We predict that our best effort could look like 5,000 to 9,000 passengers departing per day.
On the first day of the airlift, there was a breakdown of security as hundreds of Afghans tried to climb on a C-17 transport plane as it took off from Kabul. Video from the scene showed two people falling from the plane to their death, but another was later found dead in a wheel well. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
So how does the world community deal with the Taliban regime in Afghanistan? Ken Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Countries around Afghanistan are now working to figure out how best to deal with an impending Taliban government in a neighboring country. Pakistan's ambassador to the United Nations says that they need to be ready to engage with the Taliban and encourage an inclusive government in Afghanistan. Munir Akram tells Fox News that the international community should be ready to apply pressure on the Taliban.
We need to encourage an inclusive government in Kabul. And there too, I think the United States, Pakistan, and other countries are working in Doha as well as in Islamabad. We have a delegation of a number of non-Pashtun ethnic representatives mm-hmm. who have been meeting with our foreign minister and with our leadership in order to get an engagement with them and the Taliban in order to evolve a representative government.
The Space Force officer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer, who was removed from his command post for condemning Marxism and critical race theory, is leaving the force.
Service members are allowed to advocate for the revolutionary agenda, narrative, and cause, but to either disagree with talking points or ideas or to point out the partisanship is to have a finger wagged back at you and to be accused of being politically partisan.
More on Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Lohmeyer can be heard on Epic Times. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.